This is Jay John of Asian Pop Radio. Thanks for listening to another podcast. If you like what you hear, we hope you can download our app. It's free via the App Store. It's available on iOS and Android. Asia-wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Crossing over to Singapore now. We're getting into a really good habit of doing this because there's much good talent to be spoken to. And today we are speaking to Of Methodist. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are doing pretty well. But just before speaking on the show, we both established that we've both got a cold. How unfortunate. Where did your name come about to start with? Can you explain that?
So most of the stories behind my songs are pretty much of a dystopian nature. So if you know the novel, do you know the novel by Margaret Atwood called The Handmaid's Tale? There's a Hulu show on it now.
No, actually I don't.
Okay, so basically in that novel, it's sort of set in the near future. It is about women who are fertile in a world that is infertile. These women are taken in by this sort of dystopian universe, taken as handmaids, and their names are of their owners. So it's a bit deep, but in some ways it's about weaponized religion. It's about being owned by something else that you feel it's about being controlled.
Sure. I think it's good if the pop scene goes deep sometimes, don't you?
Yeah.
I would like to ask you, what came first, singing or producing?
Producing came first. I don't think I'm like a singer to start with. But singing came after when I wanted to fill the spaces that my producing couldn't fill.
Sure. Well, you're a young guy, you're 19. How old were you when you actually started working on music? When did you start mucking around with things?
I started when I was 17, so like 2015 there, kind of.
Right.
Picked it up because I was really interested in Logic Pro, FL.
So self-taught most of the way, or do you have like experience from somewhere else?
Most of it was self-taught or YouTube.
Well, it's quite handy these days, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
So what, you mix most of it up in your own room, or?
Everything's done in my room, including like the recording for my voice. Everything's in my room.
Fantastic. Well, can you describe your musical genre for us?
Ultimate R&B, but I feel that that's really vague. especially now, because it's kind of like a trend in music. Dark pop, I feel, could be relevant. Yeah, darker sounds. A lot of bass.
Who are some of the others that are doing similar things to you in Singapore? Can you name a few people?
In Singapore.
Or is it sort of untapped at the moment?
I don't really know someone that approaches R&B in the way that I do here. Not yet. Not that I know of.
Mm.
But my friends, like, you know, Fionn or Sam Ray, these are some R&B acts here. They're doing R&B. Alternative R&B as well.
Awesome. So you're actually born in Singapore?
I was born in Singapore, yeah.
What's your favorite thing? Can you pinpoint one favorite thing about being in Singapore? The heat, right?
Definitely. I really like the malls here. I feel like you could get lost in them and your whole day in them.
That's true. Sometimes you don't even have to go above ground, do you?
Exactly. There's a whole underground system in our city. You can just walk around. It's awesome. It's like being a mall.
Who are some of the musicians that you would love to collaborate with?
I don't know. I feel like I'm someone who doesn't do a lot of collaborations. Okay, I started off on SoundCloud back in 2015. So the SoundCloud culture is kind of like, collaborate with people, send your beat over, I send my beat over, and then we sort of sing or rap over it. That was really free flow, kind of. It just felt really smooth. Here, when you're out there and you're actually working with people and you're next to them and making the music with them, it's a very different story because you're not actually, you know, have given any personal space.
Right.
Could ask for it, but you're working with them and collaborating, legit collaborating with them. And that's an issue. I find it really hard. I haven't been able to do that very well.
But sometimes the whole structure, like the, you know, the communication with someone can be completely different when they're working next to you, maybe even more difficult, right?
Yeah. It's very difficult. I feel that when I'm with them, because I have a certain idea of where the song's going to go, and that would manifest if I'm alone or if they sent me their stuff and I just play with it. But I would work with Fionn, my friend. Her name is Fionn, F-F-I-O-N.
Oh, yeah.
Or I could work with Sam Ray. These are my... nice collaborations. I'll be down to do.
I recently spoke to one of our friends, Z, who's a recording artist in Malaysia. She's had a lot of sort of luck in the electro pop scene, especially in Europe. And I asked her if she was an introvert, and she was really taken back by that because she kind of agreed that in her music she's an extrovert. But then she also said that at home when she's by herself, like most musicians that are out, you know, at home mixing it up on their own, that they're by themselves, they're in the dark, it's the late hours of the night. And in a way, a lot of, she said, a lot of the way, a lot of the musicians that she knows are all quite introverted. So where would you put yourself? Would you say you're an introverted person day to day, or, you know, a bit of an extrovert?
I think she put it really well. I totally agree with her. I feel that when we're out with our friends, we're a completely different person than when we're at home and writing music. We have different personalities, I feel. Of Methodist is certainly not the personality I exude in front of my friends, you know? It's sort of a kind of like an inner temple kind of thing. I don't know how to say it. It's kind of like, it's a meditation for me, music. So when I'm at home, I like to be in my zone, you know, work when no one else is awake. Exactly like what she said. We're introverts at home.
Yeah.
But outdoors, we're different people. But inside, we're still the same.
So your way of relaxing is to be at home making music.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, mine's just to go home and have a drink. Forget about the day at work.
Well, I do that too, but...
if I had the skill, I'd probably do the music. Are there other areas of the music industry that you take an interest in? Perhaps you've not, you know, touched them yet?
Currently, okay, I feel like I'm a very behind the screen kind of person. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So it's only recently that I ever saw what's out there, but show running sounds really interesting to me. Getting behind, I don't know. I'm really shy in person, so
I'm looking, as you say, I'm really shy in person. I'm looking at your photos right now, and you're hiding behind like palm trees, like. So exactly. I can totally believe you.
Yeah, that's I think I'll be really sort of out of my comfort zone out there.
Yeah.
But I don't know, maybe in the future I'd like to try music management, you know, try something like show running or working with collaborative groups of people to run a show.
But for maybe. now just getting shit done behind the scenes.
Yeah.
See, the world needs that. The world can have talkers, but they always need people behind the scenes making it happen.
Yeah, that's right.
You've released a couple singles that are now that are new to our playlist. Can you start by telling us about your lead single, Authority? What's it all about?
Inspired by sex, definitely. But Authority came from being ownership in a relationship. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So it's superiority complexes in a relationship. So the song goes like, "Oh, assume your authority over me now," and it's basically saying that once you trust someone, they can assume their power over you in a certain way.
Right.
Because they do have. Someone that you love definitely has control over your emotions and what you do. So
that is true.
That's the direction that's coming from. It could be seen as political. It could be seen as religious. But those are all just suggested.
But there's obviously different levels of ownership, different ways that we kind of are all ruled by people that are not ourselves. And like, we're supposed to have all this control over our own actions and our choices in life. But in reality, like, we don't really get to choose what we're doing all that much, do we?
Yeah, that's true. I think that's where it's kind of coming from, in a sense. It's coming from we would not know what to do if we were not told what to do. So, in that kind of ideology, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Where do those influences for the lyric come from? I mean, are they all from personal experience? Are they from the experiences of your friends and you're sort of quietly observing and jotting down notes as they speak?
I think they're personal. I think the main inspiration would probably come from religion, in a sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about your latest release now, SAR 21, right?
Yep, SAR 21.
What's the idea behind that one?
Okay, so SAR 21 is a gun here in Singapore. It's a gun that... Okay, so we have to go to NS, most guys here. All the guys, actually.
Yep.
Need to go through national service. And during the sort of training phase, we are given a gun. And that gun right now, currently, is called the SAR 21, which is Singapore Assault Rifle 21st Century. And I think the main inspiration came from how, like, you know how AK-47 is being overused in lyrics, in a sense. And I'm just like, why? This iconic weapon in Singapore doesn't get enough credit by the pop culture. So I was like, why not? I'm just going to write a song about it. And I was also like in charge of the arms squad, so why not?
How long is service in Singapore? How long do you have to do it for?
It's 2 years.
Right. It's a big chunk of your life, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Do you look forward to such a thing or do you dread it? I don't know if you want to openly speak about that.
I think it's something that you have to come to terms with either way. Yep. So, yeah. I just deal with it.
so like, when do you actually do your service? At what age do you do it?
It depends. After you're done with schooling, before university, that's the time period that you do.
So you're quite fresh out of there then?
Yeah. I'm almost out of it, actually. I'm still in it.
Well, you are. Oh, okay. There must be plenty more experiences to write lyrics about, right? And is the song getting heads turning? Like, are you getting much coverage in local media?
Oh, definitely. I mean, some people are, I don't know if it's a mixed reception. I think most people are really interested in my direction that I took with this song. I could have made it a very sort of cliched, over-referenced song, because there are many references that I could draw from army culture, but then you're losing the message, you know what I mean? By dousing it with like local references. I wanted it to still be something which is very relatable outside of Singapore.
But how often do people go to service and use their experience in music? Like, are there other songs out there over the years that you can think of that you can revert back to? Does this happen, or is this quite a new idea?
Okay, they've done it, I think, via parodies, you know what I mean? So videos that are of a comedic value.
Yeah.
And I don't think that it's taken seriously enough, because I feel like if someone takes it, I have a feeling that if people think that if NS references are taken seriously, that it's kind of cringeworthy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Because it's something not a lot of people like to do. But in terms of using it as an actual metaphor in music, I think it's relatively new, because I haven't seen one yet.
Right.
But I would like local references to be taken more seriously, in a sense, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, for sure.
Because because we live here, so why not proud of the place that we grew up in? So
yeah.
And
I guess, Singapore perhaps to some extent as well, but quite a few countries in Southeast Asia over the years have really, wanted to, if you want to be a successful pop star, they think that they have to sort of go down the UK or the US path and try to do something that people would like there. But really, you've got your own kind of captive audience there. There's a good few people living in Singapore. Like, you are allowed to cater to them, foremost.
Yeah.
So what are some of the other places around the globe that you would like to perform at if you were given the chance?
I'm headed to school soon, and that's going to be in Chicago. That's going to be, around 4 years. I would definitely want to perform over there. But other places, China. I would love to perform in China.
Why China?
I don't know. I just love China.
Oh, wow. That's good. Have you traveled there before?
Yeah.
Okay.
I spent a good chunk of my time there. I graduated from high school in China, in an international school. So,
right.
Yeah, so that is...
So you are not by any chance, planning on going down the Mandopop or Cantopop path like one of your co-workers?
I don't think I'll be very good at it, but I've been told I'm a really bad Chinese speaker. So,
oh, you can't be good at everything, can you?
Yeah, God bless those years.
So do you have any tours or anything coming up?
I have a show this weekend and the weekend after. And these are my first shows I've ever done.
Wow.
Before this, I was an internet figure. So I'm really nervous for it. I hope that it turns out well.
Fantastic. Well, all the best for it. I'm sure you'll do great. And it'll probably be the start of many things. You'll be off touring the world before we know it. Can you remind us how people can find all there is to know about your music? So how can we head to, can we head to iTunes and purchase the tracks?
Spotify. You can find me on Spotify. On Instagram, I'm just @Methodist, is one word. Facebook and Twitter.
Excellent. Well, please keep us in the loop anytime you've got a new song out that we can play. We'd love to support you, and then obviously have you on the show at any time to have a chat about what you're working on.
Of course. Thank you so much.
This is Jay John of Asian Pop Radio. Thanks for listening to another podcast. If you like what you hear, we hope you can download our app. It's free via the App Store. It's available on iOS and Android.